time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's December 24th, 2013. It's Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, everyone. If you were tuned in yesterday, you heard the first of five parts of a recently recorded Candlelight Carols. It was the 59th annual gathering at the Moody Memorial Church to celebrate this Advent season, which will feature four of the touring music groups of the Moody Bible Institute: the Women's Concert Choir and Handbell, the Men's Collegiate Choir, the Moody Symphonic Band, and the Moody Chorale. And you'll hear from them during the segment. There'll also be a little dramatic narration taking us back to December 8, 1941, the day after the attack of Pearl Harbor. So I hope you'll enjoy today's broadcast and this Candlelight Carols concert recorded at the Moody Church in Chicago. We'll continue on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So sit back and enjoy the Christmas music. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow, we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland.
In case you just tuned in, this is the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. You're hearing the 59th annual Candlelight Carols recorded live a few weeks ago, and I'm breaking it into five broadcasts. So through this Friday, you'll hear pretty close to the entire concert as recorded at the Moody Church in Chicago celebrating Candlelight Carols. I hope you're enjoying all the Christmas music on our four frequencies, and don't hesitate to write us. And certainly your Christmas or year-end gift would be greatly appreciated. You can call us at 217-367-7777 or write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Merry Christmas, everyone, and thanks for being a part of our radio listening family.
The date is December 8, 1941, one day after the devastating attack on Pearl Harbor and our nation's entrance into World War II. We find ourselves in the nostalgic Fulton Street Radio Studios, New York, New York. Life has changed. The world has changed.
Hi, everyone.
John.
Hi, Mom. I brought you some coffee.
Oh, thank you, darling.
So, how's the script coming?
Not well. I don't know. I mean, last week I knew what I wanted to do with the Christmas program, but I mean, this changes everything. If what they say here is true, John, what kind of a Christmas is this going to be?
A tough one, that's for certain. But people will need to hear the Christmas story now more than ever, don't you think?
You're right. Thank you.
Vice President.
Thomas? Thomas, that's the President. Can you turn it up, please?
Members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives. Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The attack yesterday.
Hi, guys.
On the Hawaiian Islands.
Please, we could.
Did we miss much? Is it as bad as they say?
Even worse.
We're going to war. We have to stand up and fight now.
I'm afraid it wouldn't come to this. John, I lost my father in the first war. I do not want to lose you in this one.
I agree. What happened yesterday is terrible. But more death isn't going to put it right.
No, it's
we
not.
Should fight.
Hey, everyone, shh.
Let's not be rash.
Can we hear what Roosevelt has to say?
Yesterday, the Japanese government also launched an attack against Malaya. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
So what do we do about Friday's program?
What about Friday's program?
I think we need to go ahead as planned.
I agree.
It's still Christmas.
Let's talk about it.
The show must go on.
Ask Counselor Thomas.
Well, I agree. The show must go on. Right, Thomas? Right, Mom?
Ellen?
All right. The show will go on. Pray God gives us the grace to do it.
God? Where is He in all of this?
Thank you.
powerful song with life-giving lyrics to remind us of the reason for the season, the Lord Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Thanks for listening, everyone. And this Candlelight Carols, as recorded a few weeks ago, this live concert, I'm breaking into 5 parts. So tomorrow on Christmas Day, along with Thursday and Friday, you'll hear most of the whole concert during Mark and Friends. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.